When a sports franchise decides to move to a new city, we often think about the impact on the players and the fans. We don't tend to think about others connected to the team, the people who help put on the show. Only a Game's Martin Kessler follows two San Diego natives and the choice one of them had to make.
Michael Gelkin's first gig covering the San Diego Chargers was for the website of a local TV station. It paid $15 a story,
which barely covered my lunch whenever I would go to practice.
It was 2010. Gelkin was fresh out of college and wanted to prove he could make it as an NFL beat writer. After two seasons churning out stories at $15 a pop, Gelkin landed at the newspaper he grew up reading, the San Diego Union-Tribune. He was just 24 years old, covering the biggest team in town for the biggest paper in town, and he got pretty good at it. The job sometimes required bothering people well after dinner time, and this is where a guy named Bill Johnston comes into the story.
Working with the media, you know, it's 24/7. You know, I'll get the texts, but if it's a call, I go, oh no, now what?
Johnston started working in the Chargers Public Relations Department in 1979. Over the past 38 years, he's fielded more than a few late-night calls from Gelkin and other reporters about injuries and arrests, among other things. But starting a couple years ago, when Gelkin and Johnston spoke casually, the conversation often turned to the Chargers' potential move from San Diego to Los Angeles. The number one question, if the Chargers decide to move to LA, would you move with them?
Whenever I would ask, you know, he would quietly just say, you know, I'm not sure yet. You know, I've got some things to consider. You know, I got Ramona.
I noticed her immediately because she was a cheerleader, but she was very quiet, very sweet. I go, I got to get to know this girl.
Bill Johnston met Ramona back in high school. They both grew up in San Diego County in the 70s. Ramona was a year younger, the sister of one of Johnston's friends. When Johnston got his driver's license, he asked her out.
I think we went out on two dates, and that was the most she would put up with me.
Bill and Ramona ended up at San Diego State University. For years, they didn't talk much. Then, during Bill's senior year, they wound up in a class together.
I think it was a history of movies class, some bizarre kind of thing you just want to take just to pass. There she is. And all the times that I had asked her out over the years, I was determined I wasn't going to embarrass myself again and let her say no. So I kind of played the hard-to-get role, and eventually she ended up asking me out. 2 years later, we were married.
In 1985, they had a son, then a daughter in 88. Meanwhile, Johnston was rising through the Chargers' PR department, eventually becoming the director. Everything seemed to be going well, until Ramona started having problems.
She was noticing things mentally she couldn't remember how to do, things that used to come so easy for her, or just a train of thought. She would lose her ability to focus.
Johnston says his wife sometimes couldn't come up with the words she wanted.
She also started having a lot of car accidents. I mean, she was never hurt in the car accident, but our cars sure took a beating. But we both agreed it was time to go see a doctor, and she was very excited about that to see what was wrong with her. She had no idea.
This was early 1999. For the next few months, the Johnstons visited doctors. No one could figure it out. Finally, after about 6 months, one doctor said he had an idea.
He was hesitant to tell us what he thought, and then we basically pried it out of him, and he said, well, I think it's Huntington's disease. And at the time, we both kind of looked at each other and says, oh, okay, really? Okay. And it was almost like a little bit of a sign of relief because it was the first time someone had actually said what they thought could be the problem.
The doctor told Ramona to take a blood test, and then the Johnstons went home.
And I said, all right, Huntington's disease, what is this? I got to look this up. And you go online and you read about it, and I just said, my heart just dropped because I'm reading the words, you know, no cure. I'm reading degenerative, and then I'm reading it's a genetic disease where it could be passed down to your children, a 50-50 chance that your children could inherit this gene and this disease. So it was a scary time.
The results from the blood test came in. Ramona had Huntington's.
I remember standing out front of our house at the time, both of us just holding each other and crying because we didn't know. We didn't want to go in the house. We didn't want to face our children with this news. And that was probably the hardest, one of the hardest days of our lives.
The Johnstons tried to adjust. When climbing stairs became too difficult for Ramona, Bill converted a first-floor room into a bedroom. Huntington's breaks down nerve cells in the brain, and as Ramona lost more control of her muscles, she moved into an assisted living home, then a skilled nursing home. For the past few years, she's needed a feeding tube. She can no longer walk or talk. Meanwhile, Bill Johnston developed a daily routine.
I see her every morning because she's more alert in the morning. So I usually get there about 5:30. They've got her up and watching TV. And so I come in, I'll sit and we'll talk, or I will do all the talking, obviously. And I'll talk to her as if she knows and understands every word I'm saying. I don't know if she does.
Johnston tells his wife about his plan for the day, the latest on their children.
I'll just try to talk to her and like I would if we were sitting around a breakfast table at home.
Before he leaves, he turns on one of Ramona's favorite movies. Nurses switch them out throughout the day. Then Johnston goes to the gym or on a run. He runs marathons to raise money for Huntington's disease research, and then he heads to work. On Fridays, he buys 2 boxes of donuts, one for his colleagues with the Chargers and one for Ramona's nurses. For years, that's been his life. Then in January, the Chargers announced that the move to LA was going to happen. The team's employees had to decide whether they wanted to go with the team. So Johnston made some trips to LA. He was looking for a new nursing home. It would have to be in Orange County, in the same neighborhood as the Chargers' future office, so he could still see his wife every morning before work. He visited 7 different facilities.
It didn't take me long to realize that there wasn't anything like what my wife had here in San Diego. I trust the people where she is, and I just came to the realization that for her to have the best care and for me to have peace of mind, it was best for everyone if I didn't go with the team.
When reporter Michael Gelkin learned of Johnston's decision, he had a request for the longtime PR director. He wanted to tell Johnston's story in the San Diego Union-Tribune. Johnston says his initial reaction was no. He always believed it was his role to be behind the scenes. But he thought about it, and eventually he agreed. So Gelkin and Johnston met at a coffee shop in Mission Valley, and Johnston told Gelkin all about his life with Ramona and his decision to stay in San Diego.
As a reporter, you start thinking, man, I really got to tell the story, and I need to tell the story. And then 2 days later, on Monday morning, I received a phone call from my editor-in-chief, a phone call that I was sort of expecting at some point. The phone call was, you know, with the Chargers having moved from San Diego to Los Angeles, and us being a San Diego newspaper, we're going to be dissolving your position. I told my editor, I said, Jay, I'm only going to ask for one favor in all this. He said, what's that? And I said, you got to let me tell Bill Johnston's story. People in San Diego need to know that, you know, he's up for hire. And he said, okay.
So Michael Gelkin's final article for the San Diego Union-Tribune ran 3 days after his last day on the job. It was the story of Bill and Ramona Johnston. The headline, Love Keeps Longtime Chargers PR Director at Home. It ended like this.
He knows he'll find comfort in the belief that while he's in the office, Ramona is there, receiving the best possible care. San Diego is home for her. San Diego is home for him.
I started hearing from people, just a lot of people saying congratulations on the decision. A lot of people were saying, I'm sorry to hear it. And then a lot of, you know, I was getting some people asking, well, when might you be available? Would you be interested in this or that?
Johnston says he hasn't yet settled on his next job, but he feels good knowing there are opportunities that will keep him near his wife. He'll also be near his 2 children. They're both adults now living in San Diego. Johnston's son has gotten tested for the disease. He doesn't have it. Johnston's daughter has decided not to get tested. Michael Gelkin has already found a new job. Last month, he started covering the Raiders for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He says he will keep in touch with Johnston, though he no longer plans to bother him after dinner.
There'll be more of those afternoon, morning check-ins, but yes, I definitely am confident that Bill and I will keep in touch.
That's journalist Michael Gelkin talking with Only a Game's Martin Kessler. You can link to Gelkin's story about Bill and Ramona Johnston at onlyagame.org.